with a heart so bold. Tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Imagine walking down a bustling street in a really thriving city like Waco, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you see the glowing open signs, the brick and mortar coffee shops, the locals and tourists just weaving in and out of storefronts. It all feels so tangible.
Right. Very real.
But layered completely invisibly over that physical street is this, it's like a parallel universe, a digital ecosystem where the absolute biggest, most popular store in town might be, well, completely hidden from view.
Yeah, totally invisible.
While some tiny brand new shop tucked down a back alley is just glowing like a neon beacon online.
It is a totally different set of physics, really, governing who gets seen and who gets ignored. And those physics are changing a lot faster than most businesses even realize.
Okay, let's unpack this, because today, for you, the listener, we are doing a deep dive into a really specific strategic blueprint. It's from a digital agency called Austin Code Monkey, or ACM. And even though they're based down in Pflugerville, this document is hyper-focused on dominating the local market of Waco. So we're going to use this blueprint to decode the unseen machinery of local search visibility.
Yeah, because we really need to move way beyond the outdated buzzwords.
Exactly. We're looking at how modern visibility is actually engineered, from the raw code all the way up to the absolute frontier of AI optimization.
What's fascinating here is the premise itself. You have an agency looking at Waco not just as a dot on a map, but, you know, as this highly volatile data environment.
Right.
Waco has transformed completely over the last decade. I mean, it is no longer just a pass-through town on the I-35 corridor between Austin and Dallas.
Yeah, the demographics there are just churning constantly. You've got a massive influx of students moving in and out every single year for Baylor University.
Exactly. And on top of that, you have this massive tourism boom, right? Driven by Magnolia Market and all the revitalization of downtown Waco.
Plus the surrounding Brazos River ecosystem, there's just so much movement.
And that constant churn is the exact reason local search intent has exploded to there. If you think about the behavior of a transient population, students, weekend tourists, or new transplants, they don't have an established network.
No, they don't know anyone.
Right. They don't have a guy they've used for 10 years to fix their sink. And they don't know the best local spot for coffee. They rely entirely on their phones.
Literally just typing into the search bar.
Exactly. They type in, you know, best dentist near Baylor or emergency plumber Waco TX. And in that specific environment, a broad national marketing campaign is effectively useless.
Because national ads don't fix a localized immediate problem. If my pipe bursts in Waco, I don't care about a plumber in Chicago.
Exactly.
And this really brings us to the Google Map Pack. Now, since you are already following this space, you probably know how crucial those top three map spots are.
Oh, absolutely critical.
But the ACM blueprint treats the Map Pack differently than just a regular web ranking. They treat it more like a strict API data feed.
And that is a really crucial distinction to make. The Map Pack isn't returning web pages, you know? It's returning verified entities.
Entities, right.
It's pulling from this vast database of businesses based on proximity, relevance, and prominence. So if you aren't engineering your digital footprint to feed that specific database exactly what it requires, you just won't show up.
It's like physical real estate.
Yeah.
You could have a state-of-the-art facility, the best in town, but if you aren't in those three map pack spots, you are practically operating an underground bunker.
A massive, beautiful storefront, but completely underground.
Yeah. So how do you get out of the bunker? Because the blueprint shifts right away from local geography and goes straight into the unseen architecture.
Yep, right into the code.
Exactly. ACM's philosophy is that you have to treat a local business website exactly like a code base. You refactor it, you optimize it, and you deploy it.
Which is really the foundation of technical performance, because search algorithms, they actively measure the structural integrity of your code. Take Core Web Vitals, for instance.
I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because people hear Core Web Vitals and they usually just assume it means, like, make the site load fast.
Right. They think it's just a stopwatch.
But it is way more granular than that, isn't it?
Oh, much more. It's really measuring the specific psychological friction of the user.
Psychological friction.
Yeah. So for example, one of the vitals is called cumulative layout shift.
Okay.
Imagine a Baylor student on a spotty cellular connection downtown. They load a local restaurant site and they go to tap the menu button.
Right.
But a massive hero image finally loads at the absolute last millisecond and it pushes the button down the page.
Oh, I hate that. You accidentally clicked the wrong thing.
Exactly. The user accidentally clicks call us instead, gets frustrated and immediately hits the back button.
And Google's browser tracks that immediate bounce.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. Google interprets that layout shift and the resulting bounce as a terrible user experience. So if your code is clunky, the search engine demotes you.
Wow.
Regardless of how good the restaurant's food actually is in the real world.
That's wild. And the document also gets deep into the weeds on things like XML sitemaps and robots.txt tuning.
Yeah, the real technical foundations.
But let me play devil's advocate here for a second for the listener. Let's say I'm a roofer in McLennan County. I've got 50 authentic 5-star reviews. My customers love me.
Okay, great reputation.
Right. Why on earth does machine care if my XML sitemap is perfectly formatted? I mean, shouldn't the algorithm be smart enough by now to just know I'm the best business in town?
You would think so, right? But it really comes down to the raw mechanics of crawlability.
Crawlability.
Yeah. A search engine crawler, the bot, has a limited processing budget, can't spend forever on your site. An XML sitemap is literally a map handed to that bot at the front door.
Just saying, here's where everything is.
Exactly. It lists every single URL on your site and the exact timestamp it was last updated. If you don't have one, or you know, if it's broken, you are forcing the bot to wander aimlessly through your site's navigation.
Like a maze. And what about the robots.txt file? I always picture that as like a digital bouncer.
That is actually a really great way to look at it. The robots.txt tells the bot which rooms it's allowed to enter and which ones are totally off limits, like your admin login pages.
Right, you don't want Google indexing your password screen.
Exactly. But if that file is misconfigured, the bouncer might accidentally block the bot from seeing your main service pages altogether.
Oh no.
The bot hits a wall, leaves, and your 5-star reputation remains completely invisible to the index.
Okay, so the code has to be clean, the bouncer lets the bot in, and the bot has a map.
Right.
But once it's inside, how does it know what it's actually looking at? Because the blueprint doesn't just stop at having a functional site. It requires this really aggressive location targeting for the surrounding areas.
Places like Hewitt, Woodway, Robinson, Belmead, China Spring.
Exactly. Because a user in Woodway doesn't want a plumber in Waco. They want a plumber in Woodway. But writing that content requires a massive balancing act, right?
Oh, yeah. It's really tricky. You are trying to satisfy a highly complex mathematical algorithm while simultaneously appealing to a stressed out human being.
Here's where it gets really interesting. It's like staging a house for sale. You have the human buyer walking through. They care about the cozy feeling,
yeah.
The paint colors, the natural light.
The emotional connection.
Right, that's your conversion copywriting. Mm. It has to speak to a frustrated Waco homeowner whose AC just died in July.
They need relief, not technical jargon.
Exactly. But at the exact same time, you have the home inspector walking through the house. They don't care about the paint colors. They're looking at the load-bearing beams, the electrical wiring, the foundation.
And that inspector is the search bot.
Yes. And for the bot, the load-bearing beams are those semantic connections. The ACM blueprint emphasizes latent semantic indexing, or LSI keywords.
Right. Because in the early days of search, you know, you would just repeat the phrase AC repair Waco over and over and over again on the page.
Just spamming it.
Yeah. But today, doing that will get you heavily penalized for keyword stuffing.
Because it sounds completely unnatural, and the human buyer hates reading it.
Exactly. Instead, LSI relies on context. If you are a true expert in HVAC repair, you're going to naturally use related vocabulary, right? You talk about evaporator coils, Freon levels, compressor diagnostics.
Thermostat calibrations,
yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah. The machine reads those related terms, recognizes the semantic cluster, and mathematically calculates that your content is authoritative.
So it proves your expertise without ever having to stuff the primary keyword.
Exactly. It's structural proof.
But I assume the machine is also looking for outside validation, right? Like if I'm trying to prove I'm a real business in China Spring, My guess is the algorithm mostly looks at my Yelp or Google reviews to see if people are actually talking about me.
Well, reviews are incredibly important for user conversion, obviously. But the foundational trust signal for the machine actually comes down to something much more tedious.
Tedious? Like what?
NAP consistency. Name, address, phone number.
Wait, really? Just the basic address data?
Think about it from the algorithm's perspective. Search engines cross-reference your business data across hundreds of local directories. The Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, Apple Maps, local Chamber of Commerce sites.
Okay, so it's checking all of them.
Right. If your business is listed at, say, 123 Main Street on your own site, but it says 123 Main Street, like ST period on Yelp, and the phone number has a different area code on another directory, it creates these microscopic fractions of algorithmic doubt.
Because a machine doesn't have the common sense to just know that Street and Saint are the exact same place.
Exactly. Or it worries that the business might have moved, or that the phone number is out of date. And when a search engine lacks total confidence, it simply will not recommend you.
It just plays it safe.
Yeah, it will drop you down the rankings and promote a competitor whose data matches perfectly everywhere. Consistent NAP data is the absolute baseline for trust.
Wow. Okay, so we've built this, technically sounds like we've staged the house with semantic keywords, we've got perfect NAP consistency, but then the ACM blueprint highlights a massive seismic shift in how people are actually going to search.
A total game changer.
And this brings us to the cutting edge frontier of this deep dive, AIO, or AI search optimization, and the mention of this March 2026 core update.
Yeah, we are witnessing a fundamental transition right now. The traditional search engine, where a user types a query and gets a list of blue links, is being rapidly overlaid by AI assistants.
Right.
People are using Gemini, Perplexity, Claude, ChatGPT to find local services.
Which completely breaks the traditional model, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If I ask ChatGPT to find me a reliable lawn care company in Bellmead under $100, there is no map pack.
Nope. No map pack at all.
There's no page one to rank on. It's just a conversational output. How on earth does a local landscaping company optimize for a chat interface?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, you have to shift from optimizing a web page to what the industry calls entity-based optimization.
Entity-based.
Right. AI models don't crawl pages looking for keywords in the traditional sense. They ingest data to build a massive interconnected knowledge graph.
Okay.
They synthesize answers based on facts. So you have to feed the AI those facts directly.
How do you do that? Do you just write a really clear paragraph on your homepage explaining who you are?
No, you use something called schema markup. Specifically, local business schema.
Schema?
Yeah, it's a highly structured vocabulary added directly into the backend code of your site, usually in a format called JSON-LD.
Okay, so it's code.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's totally invisible to a human visitor, but to an AI, it is essentially a highly detailed, standardized database entry.
So we are literally formatting the business data into an array so the machine doesn't have to guess or interpret anything.
Yes. The schema explicitly defines the entity. It says, here is the verified entity name. Here are the exact latitude and longitude coordinates.
Wow, even coordinates.
Here is the specific price range. Here is the service radius mapped out by zip codes. Here is the aggregate review rating.
I see. So when ChatGPT is trying to synthesize an answer for that user in Bellmead, it doesn't want to read a blog post about lawn care.
Not at all.
It wants to hit that JSON-LD data structure, verify the proximity and the price point, and confidently cite the business as a factual answer in its response.
Exactly. And the March 2026 core update mentioned in the blueprint appears to heavily reward platforms that have successfully implemented this architecture.
The ones that speak its language.
Right. The platforms that provide structured data while also actively managing their entity's reputation, they are the ones winning.
The blueprint even mentions using AI to feed the AI. Things like review reply AI and Google Ask Maps.
Yeah, because it creates a feedback loop.
Mm.
If a customer asks a highly specific question on Google Ask Maps, like, do you handle specialized synthetic turf installation?
Right.
And the business uses an AI tool to instantly reply with a detailed keyword-rich answer. That interaction is immediately ingested back into the knowledge graph.
Oh, wow.
It strengthens the entity's authority on the specific topic of synthetic turf.
Okay, this is fascinating, but if I put myself in the shoes of a local business owner right now, my head is completely spinning.
It's a lot to take in.
We've got Core Web Vitals, XML sitemaps, LSI semantic clusters, NAP consistency across hundreds of directories, and JSON-LD schema markup for ChatGPT.
Yep.
How does a normal business execute this without completely losing focus on actually running their company.
By heavily engineering the methodology, the reason agencies like ACM exist is to turn that chaos into a linear process. The blueprint doesn't recommend trying to do all of this at once.
That'd be a nightmare.
It follows a strict sequence, starting with an aggressive discovery and audit phase.
You can't fix the load-bearing beans if you don't do the home inspection first.
Precisely. You have to diagnose the technical friction. Are the URL structures messy? Is the robots.txt file blocking the crawler?
Right.
Once the baseline is established, then you move to strategy and keyword mapping. You don't just start writing pages blindly.
Right. You map search intent. You figure out that a search for Waco SEO services needs a completely different landing page and a different semantic cluster than, say, technical SEO Pflugerville.
Yes. And only after the architecture is mapped out do you move to implementation. That's fixing the code, staging the human-facing content, and injecting the local business schema for the AI.
It's a whole process.
And finally, you transition into tracking and continuous improvement. Because, you know, search algorithms update thousands of times a year.
The timeline they set is also really important to call out here.
Yeah.
The blueprint explicitly notes that it takes 60 to 120 days to start seeing tangible improvements from this kind of engineering.
It requires serious patience.
It does. And that timeline is usually the hardest pill for a business owner to swallow, especially when they're used to paid advertising.
Oh, for sure. With a Google ad, you put in a credit card and you instantly appear at the top of the page.
But the second your credit card bounces, you vanish entirely. You go right back to being an underground storefront.
Because paid advertising is fundamentally just rented space. Organic search architecture, the technical SEO, the content, the AI schema is an asset you own.
Right, it builds equity.
It compounds over time. If you build the infrastructure correctly, a single high-performing page can generate leads for years without paying a toll for every single click.
So what does this all mean? Which brings up the most important question for you, the listener. What does all of this complex engineering actually achieve? We've talked about crawlers and JSON LD arrays, but the blueprint makes it abundantly clear nobody can deposit organic traffic into their bank account.
No, vanity metrics are completely useless. Ranking number one for a search term means absolutely nothing if the phone doesn't ring.
If the user gets to the site and the contact form is broken, or the phone number isn't clickable on a mobile screen, the entire strategy collapses.
The chain is broken.
The ultimate goal of aligning the backend code, the conversion copy, and the AI structured data is strictly to drive business outcomes. Calls, form submissions, revenue. The technology is just the vehicle.
The destination is always growth. The technical perfection is only valuable because it removes the friction between a customer's problem and your business's solution.
So let's zoom out and look at the whole picture here.
Yeah.
We started on the physical streets of Waco, looking at the transient populations of Baylor and Magnolia Market.
Right.
We went deep underground into the code base, examining how slow load times and broken site maps lock the algorithmic bouncers out of the building.
Yep.
We bridged the gap by staging our digital house with semantic context for the bots and empathetic copy for the humans.
Exactly.
And finally, we looked at the incoming wave of the March 2026 core update, where AI knowledge graphs require structured JSON arrays to confidently synthesize answers.
It really emphasizes how interconnected the local economy and the digital architecture have become. I mean, you cannot separate the two anymore.
You really can't. And whether you are a local business owner looking to dominate your specific market, or just someone fascinated by the sheer complexity of modern digital ecosystems, the takeaway is absolute. The internet has evolved far past digital brochures. It is a highly engineered web of data that explicitly rewards clarity, structure, and total technical precision.
And as we consider that evolution, there is a profound, almost philosophical implication embedded in this shift toward AI search optimization.
Oh.
Yeah, we are currently formatting data so AI assistants can recommend us to humans, right? But AI platforms are rapidly moving from simply synthesizing answers to actually executing tasks.
So the user won't even look at a recommendation. They'll just say to their phone, "My sink is broken, fix it."
Exactly. If the AI becomes an autonomous agent that automatically books the most optimized and highly trusted local plumber on your behalf, what happens to the concept of a website?
Oh, wow.
Could the future of local business on the internet just be invisible data feeds built strictly for AI machines to read, negotiate, and transact with without a human ever even looking at a screen?
From physical brick and mortar storefronts to digital storefronts to entirely invisible data arrays communicating in the dark, That is a wild thought to chew on.
It really is.
We are building the architecture for a completely parallel machine universe. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the hidden machinery of local search. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and we will see you next time.
New from the Austin Code Monkey Underground Lab, the Austin Code Monkey AI Review Response Generator. Our SEO chimp got tired of writing review replies, so we built AI. Utilize it for your business because nobody opens their laptop excited to reply to Google, Yelp, Facebook, and TripAdvisor reviews. Visit Austin Code Monkey for more details at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Code Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.